Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. In this episode, we are going to have a reading of one of the chapters out of Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future.
Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, Chapter 10. S is for sexy. You might be asking, what does sexy have to do with dementia? What is the relationship between the brain and sex? The brain and sexual attraction? Memory and sexual attraction? Well, the adage that what makes for good sex is what is between your ears certainly applies to both men and women. While gonads are an important hormonal driving force in sexual activity, experts agree that good sex is more about what is between your ears than what's between your legs. Sex hormones are primarily produced in the ovaries and testes, but hormones related to things such as sex drive, interest, and energy levels are also produced in the brain and other parts of the body. The brain is an emotional organ, and emotions and motion are definitely related to the brain and memory. We are not just talking about the fact that your brain stem, the locus of survival actions and emotions, like procreation and replication of the species, is literally located between your ears. Other higher order brain functions exist there as well. Intelligence, wit, humor, playfulness, thoughtful skill, communication, other orientation before self, big picture and details, planning. These are all major keys to a healthy, happy, and satisfying sex and intimacy life for both women and men. We don't need scientific studies to let us know that sexual activity is good for all parts of the brain. Although there is a lot of scientific study that shows and details just that. The high emotional content of sexual activity engages many parts and aspects of the brain. Imagination, memories, colors, sounds, emotions, taste, smell, touch, and the cortex, cerebellum, midbrain, brainstem, spinal cord, peripheral nerves, and autonomic nervous system. If you don't understand these terms, learn more in Superbrain. Maximize your brain health for a better life. So the survival brain and the quote-unquote new brain are involved in a coordinated fashion. A number of chemicals in the brain are associated with memory and other functions and emotions. Having sufficient amounts of these neurotransmitters and feel-good chemicals naturally produced by the brain due to various stimulations and activities is important for a healthy brain and a happy life. Losing memory capabilities, dementia, is a definitive killer of deeply satisfying sexual activity. Dementia can rob a person who has dementia of many of the positive personality traits that make them attractive to others. Dementia can also rob a person of their ability to remember how to do all the things they did for their partner or partners that helped to satisfy them sexually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. An imaginative mind can be sexy. A wandering mind can be a bane to sex and intimacy. Thus, it is valuable and enhancing to the sexual experience to practice being in the moment, focused on what is going on right now. Not being able to shift gears in the brain from imagination and memories to being in the now can dampen the moments of deep intimacy. A degenerating brain has difficulty focusing and having executive control. So, avoiding dementia is definitely related to being and staying sexy. What are some of the chemicals in the brain related to feeling good? Well, some women will say that female orgasms are literally addictive, because when a woman comes, her brain is flooded with tons of endorphins and other pleasure-inducing chemicals like dopamine and oxytocin. The exact same chemicals that get released in the brain when someone takes a drug like cocaine or heroin. Women's brains are wired this way because women are actually much more likely to conceive a child when they reach climax. Experts suggest these pleasure chemicals are a woman's body's reward system to keep them having sex with men who can make them come. In reality, women don't need a man to help them reach climax, and there are many ways to reach climax. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter and is one key chemical related to brain function and memory. It is also lacking in people with Parkinson's, one of the forms of dementia. Endorphins are the feel-good chemicals the brain produces also after a long run. They are an anti-stress chemical, and stress is bad for memory. Acupuncture is also known to increase endorphins. Orgasms for men also flood his body with feel-good chemicals that, incidentally, are also needed for the brain to remember and function in full capacity. So, not only does preventing dementia help you to keep your brain safe, sharp, and sexy into the future, having sex can help you stave off dementia due to the whole action that it has on many parts of your brain and the chemicals that flood your brain during intimacy, whether reaching orgasm or not. If you are interested in improving your orgasm-providing skills, suggested sources are available on our membership site. The next chapter is Chapter 11, which is a summary.
If you are interested in finding out more about how you or your relatives can avoid dementia, buy the book, Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future, by going to OutsmartingDementia.com. That's OutsmartingDementia.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to get an appointment with Dr. Sordian, please call the Redwood Clinic at 510-849-1176. And for information, go to theredwoodclinic.com. Thank you.